this is not your life, this is my life now. And you look after this life very well. And see that you do everything that pleases me. Do not waste or squander away anything, neither your mental energy nor your physical energy. Because now this is my life, and I appoint you as a trustee to that life. The problem is solved. I become so happy. I have not to worry about anything. I get food, Meher Baba gives. I get a beautiful son, Meher Baba gives. I get a beautiful wife today, Meher Baba gives. Tomorrow the wife dies, he takes it away. It doesn't belong to me. How happy can a man become? You cannot imagine. I am telling you this, not out of hearsay. I have gone through this. My mother was the next person to Meher Baba whom I loved most. When she was in her deathbed, and I looked after a number of days, and I got so tired that night at 11:30 at night, I felt very exhausted because I had to do much of Baba's work and attend on her also. And there were many others who were sitting nearby, but she wanted me to sit. I was very exhausted. I went and had a half an hour sleep. The people said, his mother is on deathbed. He says he loves mother so much. And how does he go and how can he get sleep? I said, yes, I will go and sleep. This is how Baba keeps you attached and detached both. Apparently attached and substantially detached. Or you can put the other way. Apparently detached and substantially attached to Meher Baba. And apparently attached to the rest of the things. Or apparently attached and substantially detached. Any way you can accept. I don't know, there is no cause of your unhappiness at all. Why should you be unhappy? When he is out to take your responsibility. But the thing is, like one man, he is out to give his responsibility, but he has got great reservations. A man comes and says, Meher Baba, I want to surrender you. Take my wife, my children. I will keep. But please see that my bank account is intact. Very clever. Bank account is intact and all the responsibility he wants to, he wants Baba to shoulder them all. So this way of renunciation is no good at all. So what is the story you said, because no questions are forthcoming.
You said earlier that there was a point in time when Baba proved to you in a certain way that he was off the top. I mean, you were going to tell the story but then decided that it would be better to talk later.
I joined him in 1922. And Gustaji was the man who was once a disciple of Sai Baba, then became disciple of Upasani Maharaj, then became disciple of Meher Baba, and under the instructions of Meher Baba, he observed silence for a period of nearly 37 years. He was older than me and the rest of other Mandali members. And one day he told me, Adi, do you know? He told me in 1922 when we were in Bombay with Baba, all 40 members under great training, and the place was called Manzil-e Meem. And he said, Gustaji said, do you know, Adi? I said, what? That when Meher Baba was blessed by Baba Jan, and then he was inwardly directed to go to Sai Baba, and Sai Baba was there. I was standing nearby. At that time he was a disciple of Sai Baba, Gustaji. He was standing nearby, and Meher Baba went to Sai Baba and just bowed down before him. And when he raised his head, Sai Baba says, Parvardigar, that means you are God. I heard Gustaji say this. I did not much pay any attention. I said, maybe he may have said it. What is it? It is all right. But I took a mental note of it. Now, nearly after 10 years, this happened in the 20s. Now, another story that happened was in the 30s. And what happened was actually, Upasani Maharaj, to whom? With whom Baba lived for nearly 7 years, coming and going, not all the time there. And he is supposed to have, he brought down Meher Baba from the divine consciousness to the normal consciousness. So Upasani Maharaj, whenever my mother was a great devotee of Upasani Maharaj, and I too was, my father and my brother were there, before Baba came into our life, we used to accept him as the master. And whenever he came to Ahmadnagar from Sakori, a place of his residence 50 miles away, he always stepped into the prayer room which my mother had especially reserved and kept for Upasthi Maharaj. One evening, I was staying in Mehrabad in the 30s, and sometimes I used to come home 6 miles away. 6 miles travel in India is 60 miles traveling is equal to 60 miles traveling here, with such an ease. So Upasthi Maharaj came in, I just stepped, I went to my house and I saw Upasthi Maharaj. When he got off the car, he entered that room. And my mother Gulmai was there, she also went, and I too went inside the room. And Upasthi Maharaj was standing, and there was a settee on which Meher Baba's picture was kept in right in front of him. And he asks for a tray and a lamp. I wondered why he was asking for that. Because a tray and a lamp are required to offer aarti, a song of praise, to the master. A disciple offers it to the master. Now, Upasthi Maharaj was the master of Meher Baba, and I wondered why he wants a tray and a lamp in his hand. Anyway, Gulmai gave it to him, and then he lighted the lamp, and he performed the aarti of Meher Baba. So I did not understand, I got very much confused as to what is this. Disciple has to perform the aarti of the master, not the master never performs the aarti of the disciple at all. And after I don't know what aarti that was, that was his own aarti. And after the finish of it, he turns his face towards me and he says, Adi, do you know who Meher Baba is? I said, you know much more, you are his master. I have come to know so much of him, but not as much, you know much better. What can I say to you, who Meher Baba is? You know much better. He is the avatar of the age, he says. Oh, at that time, what Gustaji had said, that Sai Baba said, Parvardigar, that means you are God, and what Upasthi Maharaj has said, that he is the avatar of the age, you see, got me the conviction, but not 100% conviction, it was nearly 50 or 60% conviction, that Meher Baba is the avatar. Still, I had my own reservations about it. I did not bother about them. That didn't mean I loved him the less at all. Conviction is one thing and love is another. So, although, as I say, that conviction is the finished product of the... I shall deal on it a little later. Now, I took a mental note. I put these two things together and it was very thought-provoking for me. Meher Baba is the avatar and all that. And, of course, I almost got over it. And after nearly 10 years or 20 years in the 50s, Meher Baba somewhere declared himself as the avatar of the age. And I came to know about it. I was staying in my office at that time. And then these three things clicked. And I was so convinced that Meher Baba is nothing but the avatar of the age. And my conviction became absolutely about his avatarhood became sealed for all times. Then I started declaring himself as the avatar. Everywhere. I was carrying on a vast correspondence with many people, Baba's disciples. And to them I said, you address him henceforth as Avatar Meher Baba, not Shri or Sadguru Meher Baba at all. And letters which still came addressed as Shri Sadguru Meher Baba, I used to refuse. I did not open. I said, you address him correctly and then I will open the letter and read it. These are the three events, distinct events which put together got me the conviction of avatar. That doesn't mean that everybody has got to go through all process. We are all so different constitutionally, mentally. You see, just as we differ in our face, in our faces, in our complexion, in our attitudes and our attributes and so many things, in our natures, in our propensities, in our samskaras, we all differ, so also we differ. And it is not necessary that anyone should go through all this procedure. I went to get the conviction. It may be at first sight. Now let me tell you a little about conviction. That is very interesting. I am glad that this is not finished yet. Everybody wants, naturally, it is very natural, everybody wants God realization. Are you remembering this?
No,
I was afraid. What are you fixing? No, I don't want it. No, please don't do anything without asking. Kindly go and take your seat. Everybody aspires for happiness. What is life meant for? Consciously or unconsciously, everybody wants happiness. And when a man is convinced that the highest happiness lies in our being, becoming and being one with God, what we call God realization, we aspire for it, we long for it, we desire. Meher Baba says, it is perfectly all right on your part, but do not desire before you become deserving. You first try to become deserving and then desire. If I go on desiring and do not pay attention to become competent enough to receive and get the impact of that what is called God realization, which is every moment prepared to give, if I am not able to take, then how can he give? You see, the act, the transaction, as it says, is only complete when the giver gives and the receiver receives. So I am in a position to receive it. And for the matter of that, I have to become strong. Supposing that God realization, if we were to compare to a high power energy, great force, so many megawatts, and if that is to be released to you by the avatar, you will get fused in no time. You must become strong to take it. One author has so beautifully said, one poet, kya bataun dil se milkar kya ghazab dhata hai dil. This is Urdu, sir. Kya bataun dil se milkar kya ghazab dhata hai dil, jis tare aandhi koi aati hai yun aata hai dil. He says, ab to naame ishq se bhi sakht ghabrata hai dil, ay mere Allah kya se kya hua jata hai dil. He says, I am much afraid now even to utter the name of the word love, because I have suffered at the hands of love so much. I don't want to go near it. And yet he says, if you aspire for that love, it's such a beautiful love that the universal heart of the beloved comes to you. But you must be prepared to accept and embrace it. And it comes like a cyclone. How can I stand before the cyclone unless I'm strong enough to take it and sustain? So Meher Baba says, don't desire for God. Try to become deserving first. Go through all the tests and sufferings. Lead an honest, straightforward life of love for God or for the avatar. And lead a life to please Him. And what is the life? Meher Baba doesn't give you any exercise. He gives you the life itself, no exercises. After He gives you the new life, you can go on doing your acrobatics in your own way. He is not concerned with any exercises that you may do, mental or physical. But He gives you the life itself. And He says this life has to be changed. Everyday act, every minute thought. And then you become deserving. So what will you do? The best thing is to remember Him. As I eat, as I stand, before I sleep, the first thing when I arise in the morning, any work that I do, He doesn't want you to divert your attention when you are doing a certain work. Supposing you are writing a certain article, at the same time, concurrently, Baba doesn't want you to think of Him or else you will not be able to do the write-up at all. But in between lines, in between the work, so many moments we lose, squander away. You utilize them for Me, and I am there with you all the time. And you know who I am? He says, I am all power, all knowledge, all bliss. Main katra hoon lekin ba aagosh darya azal se abad tak baha ja raha hoon. I am merely a drop in the ocean. I do not bother. But the whole ocean is My background. I am the poorest of poor, but My father is a multimillionaire. So any time I am in trouble, He is there to help me. But you have to love Him. You have to establish your link with Him. Get established in your love for Him. And He is there all the time. That is a very wonderful story, but it will take some time. Shall I say?
Well,
it's kind of
close now. The meeting tomorrow night,
though.
Huh? The meeting tomorrow night.
But this is tonight. We are talking about tonight. All right. Well, let me express a few words of thanks to you all for you all having come from long distances, gathered here, and paid so much of attention to the few words that I said. But bear with me that whatever I say, I do not say anything that I have heard from anybody. I do not say anything unless I have read through authentic books of Meher Baba or directly heard from him. There are many, many things. During the period of so many years, I have heard from him directly. Practically, I should say the entire God Speaks, or maybe the greater part of it, or discourses or any of the books. Much of it I have directly heard, and I never dare to say anything which I have not directly heard or read in an authentic book of Meher Baba. And that is, in that I feel a great happiness that I would never blame myself for having said anything out of my own speculation. If there is an interpretation to be given to certain message of Meher Baba, I say that it is my interpretation and these words are not Meher Baba. Anyway, I am very happy to see you all and I hope I shall see you again. Jai Baba. It makes me feel, apart from all the happiness that I feel in your company, in your attention, in your proximity, in your understanding, and in your love for Baba, it has been really a problem for me. And the problem is this. Please come inside. Can you accommodate yourself? Shift up a little and just give room. Thank you. No, I don't feel crowded. When I see them, I feel crowded. Can I go back a little? Give a little room.
Not really.
Give room for better men. The more I feel this room packed, the more happy I feel. And the more blessed I feel for your attention and for your love of Baba. It seems I have been all the time feeding my ego and starving my soul because I get so much respect from you, all your good thoughts, all your considerations. I should not feel a little egoistic about it. Baba is too great for that. But it is said, star your ego and feed your soul, or feed your ego and star your soul. So in our life we have to choose either of the two. The supremacy of Baba's love is such that we have not to bother about ego or no ego. Of course, explanations are given, books have been written. We have to just read them, try to understand them, but in your real service to Baba, in your love for Baba, we are not to bother about these things because He looks after them. There are certain things which we have to obey in our life, and barring those, we are given full freedom. This is the beauty of Meher Baba's love, that He gives you freedom. But not the license. We have to be very careful. You see, man gets so much freedom that he feels to cross all the bonds of freedom and enter the domain of license, and there he makes some mistakes. He should not do it really. One poet has so beautifully said, Sanobar baagh mein azad bhi hai, paavagil bhi hai, inhi paabandiyo mein haasil azadi ko tu kar le. He says the cypress tree is so tall, so free, and it moves, waves, wafts and moves with the gust of the wind. He feels itself so free, but he enjoys that freedom because his feet are embedded in the ground. So we should enjoy that freedom by giving the reins of our life in the hands of the one who is for us the avatar of the age. We are so fortunate to be there. And if we hand over the reins to him, just like the cypress trees whose roots are embedded in the ground, and the rest of all freedom we enjoy, and the greatest freedom is from worry. This worry of a thing is so corroding in our life that I have not seen people. The richest of the rich and the poorest of the poor are not free from worry. The poor thinks that the rich is very free, the rich is very happy. He is not. Probably he is more full of worries than the poor man. So, happiness is not in owning things. It is the attitude of the mind, it is the restfulness of the heart, that is it that accounts for our happiness. But these things also we are not to bother in our company with Baba. We hand over everything to him. I have nothing to bother. But we should know how to hand over. We are not in a position to part with a single pin that belongs to me. You see, I am so possessive in my nature. If I am not possessive about money, I am possessive about woman. If I am not possessive about woman, I have got certain mental preferences of which I am so possessive. So this possessiveness from the outward things goes to the inner world, goes to our mind, and then a time comes when I have seen people giving away their entire property, but they are not able to get over the certain reservations that they have in their mind. And Baba says, give up everything including your mind. But how to give up? Baba says, and I listen, that is one thing. For me to give up is not a joke. It is not that easy. But there is one way out. It becomes very easy when I love him. It becomes very easy for me to do anything for anyone whom I love the most. Maybe it's my wife, my mother, father, or most of all, my master, Meher Baba. If I truly love him, then I find to give up anything and everything for him most easy. Otherwise I am not able to part with a pin. I do not want to give anything at all. I want to just possess it for myself. How to love him is the question again. You said, all right, you love him. But I do not have love for Meher Baba. What is that love? Please show me. How can I love Meher Baba? I have all the eagerness in my heart. But when I sit deliberating over things, reflecting over it, thinking over it, I find that I do not have enough love. And they ask me questions, how to love? Then I have to tell them, how do you love your wife? How do you love your husband? How do you love your father? How do you love your mother? If somebody says, I do not have that love, that means that he wants that love. But he has not got it according to him, and he can have it, he can get it. If he is sincere about it, if he is serious about it, he will surely get it. But if that love, and talk about the love, is just of a passing interest, like the reading of a newspaper, read it and throw it away. Read the discourses and relegate to one corner. If an interest is of a passing nature, then you don't expect anything. I always say, Meher Baba is not a toy to play with. If you really love him so much, then you allow yourself to be played by him. We can't treat him as a toy. He can treat us as a toy. And it will be a luckiest time for me that he will take me up as a toy and play with me, because I will be the happiest man in the world if I place myself in that position. And it all comes through love. And love doesn't come, it comes. But you should allow yourself. you should expose yourself. You should open yourself. You should give yourself a chance to love. I had a wife before. I loved her very much. Supposing she dies or I go away from her, another woman comes and I love her. How do you get that love? I do not understand. And why is it that you can't love Meher Baba? You bring yourself into the circumstances and grow in it. That is why Baba says, you remember me, talk about me, think about me, contemplate about me. Keep me in your company all the time. And that is the easiest way. No hard and fast rules are there. Baba doesn't want you to take the rosary like this and do Meher Baba, your mind runs somewhere and you just utter Meher Baba here and you are not there, you are somewhere else. And that is why Hafiz says, please come inside. Hafiz, the great perfect master of Persia, says, you are just a little late, better late than never. Please sit down. Yes, sir. Oh. Come in, come in. Hafiz, the perfect master, says, Huzuri gar hami khahi azu ghayab mashaw Hafiz. He says, if you want my presence, you do not keep yourself absent. If you are absent, then how will you feel my presence? And I am always absent, because I am running after my desires. One desire goes here, another goes there, third goes there. I am all surrounded by my desires. These desires do not allow me to keep myself present at all, because I run after the desires. And the desires are there, overwhelming upon me. So what should I do? How can I love Meher Baba? How can I keep myself present? It is all right, Meher Baba may have written 10 books or 200 books. And I go through them all. The time that I read, I feel myself a little elated and so much satisfied. And then when I'm out of it, I'm the same old fogey or same old fool that I was all the time. It doesn't change me. What shall I do? Where is the way out?
Just drink it.
Ah. We have to drink deep. It is said, it is always symbolized with that divine wine. We have to drink deep the divine wine. And one poet says, kya kahiye israr mohabbate janan main aab mangta tha mujhe sharab mila. What shall I tell you the secret of my love for my beloved and his love for me, that I have called for water and he gave me wine, something far superior to 7-Up. I called for water and he gave me wine. But at least you have to call for water, isn't it? You have to aspire. We have to long. We have to pray. And you have to remember him. This is a great weapon that God has placed in our hands to use all the time against our desires. And the greatest weapon is His remembrance. Every minute. Not that we should give up our work. Not that we should have a split our mind into two, work when you work. But every spare moment that we lose, please come inside, there is room. Come in, come in.
There's room at the front here?
Come in, yes,
for
yes.
A few people?
Come in, yes. There are two great weapons that really we are endowed with, human beings endowed with. And one is the faculty of remembering our beloved. At any time, we are always free to do so, without sacrificing our work, without becoming impractical. Every spare moment that we waste and throw away, we can utilize in his remembrance. This is one weapon that rests in my hand. And another weapon to keep my body away from my desires. Man gaya to jaane de, mat jaane de sharir. If my mind goes into the gutter of LA, Los Angeles, why should my body go? I can control my body. I won't allow it to leave me. Come in, sir. There is room here, sit down. Now, I ask myself a question, that my mind goes all the time in the sewage, in the gutter of LA, Los Angeles. Then he becomes very nosy, let me go and put my nose and see how it smells. I do not know, I must go and see. Why should you? You know that it is something dirty, something filthy, you know that Baba doesn't want you to go. It is for your own good, for your own protection. Then you can control your body very easily. Nobody comes and gives you a push from the back. Go, go, go and thrust yourself into the gutter headlong like this. Let the mind go. Don't bother about the mind. Mind is different, thought is different, your body is different. If you do not let your body go, then you are supposed. And if the mind goes on dwelling and thinking over the undesirable objects, it means that the desires are something like poison. But as long as you do not take the poison and drink it, do not allow your body to run after it, then you are saved. Doesn't matter if the thoughts come. Let the thoughts go to hell. Let them come. Don't ask a question, why do you come? There is no answer. Because you do not know. Your life is like an iceberg. Most of it is inside. And just a tip of it is on the surface. And I am conscious of my mind because I get the thoughts. I am conscious of my heart because I get certain feelings. So, most of it is submerged inside. And Meher Baba knows everything. It's an open book for him. Your entire life, the whole of iceberg, he can see. I am not able to see. So, I have to control my body. If I control my body, I am absolutely saved. Nothing can come in my way. And so many times say, and I often say it, because it's a very, very practical point in our life. And that is, Baba's, what happens is that if I start controlling my, I have gone through this, sir. I am telling you not, it's nothing from hearsay. I yesterday also said, anything that I say, I have gone through myself. And that's why I so emphatically say, when you control your body, you get thoughts in abundance. And you feel, it's a repression, suppression. Go and express those thoughts, manifest those thoughts. Go and thrust yourself into the gutter, have the smell of it. Spoil your own life into it, because I do not want the suppression. If you try to escape suppression, then you get into indulgence. And that is worst. Suppression is not good. But indulgence is worse. You have to choose the lesser evil. So don't let... And the best way is not to let your body go. But thoughts come in abundance. And Baba has so beautifully explained, why do you bother about those thoughts? Let them come. On the other hand, thoughts get an opportunity to work out your past impressions, which you are able to do in abundance if you control your body. And if your thoughts run hither and thither, don't bother about them. Don't ask questions. You are not going to get a reply, because your whole being you do not know. Your whole being is like an iceberg. He knows everything. He sees through. I am absolutely ignorant. I am oblivious of my entire being. Only the tip of my existence I am cognizant of. And these impressions, past impressions, are cleared off by we getting abundance of thoughts. So it's a great opportunity. Avail of it. But do not run after it. Do not try to materialize those thoughts. If you try to do it, and then you go into a ditch. It is so easy. You will not believe. In score, I may not say hundreds, but it may be, but in scores of cases, all along my experience with Baba, people coming in contact, and certain things they ask. Of course, they have interview with Baba. Baba says a few things. Then I have to just deal with the details. And Baba says, you go and talk to him about the details, and I would tell him that you do this and do not worry about anything. And it has been so successful. Many, many habits have been changed. A habit a man is not able to overcome. Control your body, that's all. Let the thoughts go to hell. I don't bother. Don't ask a question. It is quite true that you have to keep your thoughts pure. But because you are not able to keep your thoughts pure, it doesn't mean that you should let your body become impure. And the impressions of the body are very thick, very dense, they are not easily eradicated. Comparatively, the impressions of the mind are far thinner, subtler, and they are not as difficult to be eventually removed. So this is a simple formula. Has anybody has got to ask anything about this? I would welcome a question.
Body?
Yes.
What if the body's sick? What is something physically the matter with the body? And you talked about controlling it. I was thinking you were talking more about desires. But is there thoughts we can use for ourselves if our body's not functioning or
No, I am talking about the thoughts running after the desires. But when the body is sick, I do not think the body is very eager to run after fulfilling of the desires. Where is the energy? Where is the life force? Come in, sir, come in. There is room. Sit down here. Sit down. Yes, sir.
Is it possible to free the mind of chasing after sex desires without the grace of the perfect master?
It's a very beautiful question you have asked, sir. Nobody has so far asked me this question, and I feel myself.
Would you repeat it, Adi, for people who couldn't hear him?
Let him repeat, sir. You see, speak a little loudly, sir.
I asked if it was possible to free the mind of sex desire without the grace of a perfect master.
The seed of the desires cannot be removed by us. But the functioning of the desires could be modified by us, by our attempt. We can control many desires. But the seed of the desire eventually has to be removed by the master. It cannot be done by us. Like, I'll give you another instance. Baba talks about the mind and the manonash, the destruction of the mind. I can modify my mind. I can control my thoughts. I can still my mind. I can chill my mind. I can freeze my mind. But still the mind remains. The seed remains. It is eventually done by him alone. But by stilling my mind, by freezing my mind, by slowing my mind, by giving a right direction to my mind, I gain so much. And I prepare myself for his eventual grace, for the seed to be completely removed. But I cannot remove my seed, the seed of my mind. I cannot remove the seed of my desires. They are too deeply ingrained in me. And how? Because of the stone, from the stone form to the human form, they are the natural samskaras, Baba says. And all those samskaras contacted in the human life are unnatural samskaras. Natural samskaras are very hard, very sticky, and they are very difficult to be thrown out. He alone is able to do that. So we should not bother about this. But there is much lies in our hands to control our mind, because through our own free will that he has given us. Where is the sense of his giving us the free will? It is to use, for us to use it judiciously, and we are capable of doing it if we want it. Then again the point comes, a man says, oh, I am too helpless, I cannot do it. Then I would come out and say that you do not want to do it. There are difficulties always. Nothing is without difficulty. A man takes secular education, he becomes a doctor or an engineer. Don't you think there are difficulties in his studying, his applying himself, his consuming his time and money and everything, spending so many years of his life? The difficulty is always there. But it all depends how serious you are. If you are not serious, you won't accomplish anything. If you are serious, you can do so many things right straight away at this moment, you can begin doing and you can be successful. I have seen persons, 30 years old habit, with a little contact with Baba, they are given up in an overnight. Where does the strength come from? We must accept it. We must call for that strength. He is there. He is the ocean of strength. He is the ocean of love. But what is it? I have to get it from him. If I simply go and stand before the ocean, I am not able to drink a drop of water out of the ocean. But I must know how to purify that water, how to channelize it, how to store it, and then to make use of it. So these are the things required. God is God, God is God, God is everywhere, everywhere. What is it to me? I must know where from I can get God. One of the points that was raised, oh, I love the man because I see God in him. If I see God in one man, why should I not see God in other men? Why should I love him? I should love all. If there is God in one man, there is bound to be God in every other man. But that is not what we seek for. We seek for a man in whom God is manifested. Everybody is God. You are God. Essentially you are God. But where is the consciousness? You are not conscious as God. And what is the difference? Baba says, you and I are not two, we are one. But where is the consciousness, sir? Baba is conscious that he is God. I am not. Essentially I am God, essentially you are God, but you are not conscious, you are God. And the consciousness makes the world of difference. Consciousness is not there. I cannot control the desires. I cannot control the mind. But there is a way out. As I say, control the body and let the mind go. Don't encourage your mind. Don't indulge in those thoughts. Don't harbor those thoughts. Don't house those thoughts. Don't repeat those thoughts. Don't brood over those thoughts. Don't invite those thoughts. If they come, let them pass off. Salute them. Goodbye. And if you want to come again, you are welcome. And you will get a state passport, you go by, pass by. I am nothing to be afraid of you. That is all. And you save your body and see the fun. A great fun. This is a great joy. I honestly tell you. In controlling your body, there is a greater joy than in indulgence. I have not seen a man born on this earth who indulges in his desires, who is really happy. But I have seen scores of persons who have abstained. Thoughts come and go. Don't bother about the thoughts. They are very joyful. They enjoy the joy of life. The man who runs after the pleasures of their life, he misses the joy of life. And what a difference. One can choose whatever he wants. No, no, I want to have a little experience. All right, you have your experience. But beware, don't get stuck in there. The poet Jigar says, Dekh ke ek baar bhir, baare digar kabhi na dekh. If you want to have a look at it once, and then give it up completely. But this doesn't happen. That is the trouble. If I look at it once, I want to look at it again, and then the third time, and then the fourth time, then the umpteenth time, and every day I want to see, no, I will stop it, half of the age is passed. Half of my life is passed in thinking and deciding, I am not able to. It's such a dangerous thing, sir, this indulgence. Why would Baba really restrain you from going into sex? He is prepared to give you all freedom. But that freedom which is murdering your soul, he will not give. A little control and you gain so much. He never comes in the way of a married life at all. It is there. It has its purpose and it could be fulfilled. But do not go like a grasshopper from one leaf to another all the time like this. Having the taste of body and killing your soul all the time. This is where the difficulty lies. And it is not difficult at all. It is very easy. Thine only is the hand that holds the rope that leads thee on. Then cease, lament, let go thy hold. You say, oh, the world is dragging me, the world is pulling me. The world doesn't bother about you. Best of men were born on the earth and they passed away and the world is going on. It is you who are holding on to the world. And say, no, the world is pulling me. The world doesn't pull. The world doesn't bother to pull you at all. It doesn't care at all. It is you who are holding fast to them. So, let go thy hold. And Meher Baba so beautifully says, keep your hold on to me. So the rest of all the holds will fall through. You are not to worry about it at all. Now we come to a point where I always say that we have to have two things. So far our relationship with Meher Baba is concerned. We may do all the rest of the work. We feel happiness in doing his work. But we have to establish, we have to be established in our relationship with him for all times. And not carry on, float and gloat on our indecision in life and never decide a thing for ourselves. It doesn't take us anywhere at all. If I call myself a Meher Baba lover, I must justify myself and my existence. It is not only a formula to be repeated. It is not a theory to be studied. Meher Baba is not a theory. He has written books to give you understanding. That's all to help you. He said, there is nothing in the books. It is I there all the time. And it is your love. It is your conviction. That you have to hold on. And what is the daman? Daman is not like a hand and to hold like this. It is all a symbolic way of expressing things. Daman means nothing but your love and your conviction. But there are people who really keep themselves away from all desires. Do not let their even thoughts be contaminated. But they have a greater and higher desire which becomes more egoistic than anything else. And the higher desire is that I want God realization. You are ever free to have God realization. And then he all the time calls on Baba, give me God realization, give me. That is, there is a story. So many of you may have heard that story. It's a very explanatory story. I shall recite again. Once a man wanted God realization. He goes to Baba. He said, Baba, I want God realization. Very nice. I have left my wife my children, my home, my service, my job, my profession, my avocation, my everything. And I am a great renunciator, I have come to you. Please accept me, but keep me near you. And I want God realization. Baba says, fine, very nice. I want such a man. I can keep you near me. But there is one condition. And what is the condition? That you will have to listen whatever and whenever I tell you to do. If you are hungry and I shall say you starve, you have to starve. If your stomach is full and I shall say you take another meal, you have to do it. Do you agree? Yes, yes, Baba. I am a big renunciator. I left my wife, my children, my job, everything. I have come to you. Please keep me near you. And I am prepared to do. Obey you. 100%. So Baba says, think 10 times before you answer this question. No, I am decided already. But don't you see, Baba, that I have renounced everything. My children, wife and everything left behind and come to you for my God realization. Left them. Oh, that's fine. So Baba keeps him for 2 days near him. And the third day he says, and now I shall give you the first order. Will you obey? Oh yes, Baba, I am committed to obey. Then do one thing. Just as you have left your home, your wife, your children, go back. Go back? Oh Baba, I can't do that. Go back? Oh, Baba says, what is this? You have come to teach me? Or you have to come here to learn from me? I do not understand. What is the position? Oh, Baba, please, please, do something for me. Ask me to do anything and I am prepared to do, but do not send me back home. Oh, that's a great imposition upon me, Baba says. He pleaded and pleaded and pleaded and said and insisted upon his staying near Baba. Baba eventually said, all right, I agree. But rest of the orders, if I issue, will you obey? Yes, Baba, I am prepared. Think 10 times before you answer. I already thought so. Don't you see that I have renounced everything, Baba? I have come here, I am a great renunciator, and I am a this and that, and I have come to live near you. Oh, yes. God realizes. Nothing but God realizes. Oh, very good. All right. Baba agreed. Kept him for 2 days. On the third day, Baba went out with his mandali and with this new man on the bank of a river for a walk. The river was flowing by. And Baba asked this new man to take a jump into the river. It was very easy for him because he knew how to swim, he jumped into the river. And according to the instructions Baba had given to one of the old mandali members, Baba signaled him. And he also jumped into the river. And according to the instructions, the old mandali member caught hold of the neck of this new man and immersed it in water. And this fellow started struggling for a breath. And of course, after a few seconds, he released him. Then Baba called both of them to the bank of the river. How do you feel? Baba, I am all right, but they were, what happened? But this fellow immersed my head into water and I was suffocating. What did you want? Oh, I wanted a breath because I was dying, Baba. I was losing my life. Losing your life? You love your life so much. What about your God realization? Do you love your life more or God more? If you had asked when your head was immersed in water, and at that time if you had asked God realization, I would have instantaneously given you. Because I would have come to know that your love for God is greater than your love for your own life. So you are not fit for it. You go back home as I ordered. So he said, agree. Yes, I agree, Baba. He folded his hand and went back home. So it is not that easy. He can make it very easy for you. Provided you allow him to make it. I am all like this. My mind, my heart closed up. All the doors and windows are closed up. And Mehr Baba says, there is plenty of sunshine outside. There is no sunshine for me, it is all darkness. He says, open the window a little and see the streak of light comes. No, that you don't ask me to do. He keeps himself closed like this and he says, in the darkness, he hasn't got the light. Then Baba waits for a time and sometimes comes and creates a little slight crack in the window of his heart. and the streak of light floods in. Oh, Meher Baba, so much of light, I did not know, I missed all my time. I am a man, have a lost opportunity. I should have really appreciated him much earlier. Where am I? And then he goes on the way. It is like this. We have to, in the beginning, put our effort into it. And if you are serious, we get everything. Baba says, I am prepared to give you everything. But if you take it lightly and try to play like a toy, as a child plays with the toys, it won't take us anywhere at all. Now I want you to ask questions again, sir, because this is the last meeting. Yes. He is everywhere. Why in photos? I will explain to you. He is not only in the photos, but he is also in the stones, he is in the trees, he is in the ocean, he is everywhere. But for you to give a glimpse, he is in that photo. So that you may be able to see through your glasses of your samskaras. You understand? Or not?
Yes,
to adjust the focus with your sight, he is there in that photo. He is everywhere, but I can't see. I can't focus my attention there at all. I can't focus my vision. So Baba gives you a tip that in that picture I am there for you. You can see him there because you can't see him everywhere. That is the tip given to you. That doesn't mean Baba does not exist everywhere. He is everywhere. So I say, God is everywhere. Every religion says that God is everywhere. And what is that new Meher Baba has taught? And Meher Baba has not come to give you a new God. He is the same old ancient God. And I don't bother whether God is everywhere, because I definitely know everybody says, every religion says God is everywhere. I am more concerned to find out where is He that I can get Him from.
Would this be why some photos of Baba, He says He is in, and other photos He doesn't say?
No,
He says in some photos all the time.
He, for particular persons to Him whom He says, it is for Him. It is relative to Him. You see? It is relative to Him, to her. Baba is everywhere. But what is it to me? I must be able to see Him, na? Huh?
What?
Yes. You are very lucky, sir, that you get mad at Baba. At least through your madness you can love Him also. You are able to love Him through your madness. If not through anything else. You don't worry about it. But anything that you do not understand, at long last, admit that He is always right and I am ignorant, I do not understand. Hafiz says, if you do not understand His words, take it that I am ignorant and He says the truth, but I don't understand. It is my weakness. This is the position all along. It is because I think myself to be too wise that I feel that Baba is wrong and I am right. That was a nice, I am glad you brought it up, brought up this question of madness.